It was about.
It was September 23rd. Can you guys hear me? Okay, perfect. On September 23rd, I actually set myself free. I was able to quit Cracker Barrel. I thank God for that. That's my number one thing. The reason why I wanted to do this business was I wanted to do it for my wife. I wanted to do this business for my wife, my kids, and also to have time freedom. And that's the reason why I got involved in this business. But when I met Scott, I didn't even know what he was doing. I didn't ask him what he was doing. I just wanted to be in his presence. That's how great Scott is. And so that relationship with Scott meant more to me than the money that I could make. I just wanted to be in his presence and to do what he was doing and to be around a great leader. Because I could just tell by the look in his eye that he was a man of God. He was honorable. He was respectful. And I knew he was a giver because he told me from day one, he's like, I promise you that if you stick with me for 2 to 5 years, you can have the same lifestyle I have. And I'm retired now from that job because of Scott, and I appreciate that very much.
Is this cool stuff or what? This is like getting it done, brothers and sisters. This is awesome. See, you want to be a fisher of men, right? You want to be a fisher of men. That's what you want to do. You're collecting bodies. You're collecting people with real issues, hurts, habits, hangs-ups, issues going on, and you are the reason why they're going to be liberated. Is he a happy man?
Yes.
I just told him, I said, listen, there's no guarantees in this life. However, I guarantee to you, to the best of my ability, that I will honor you, I will serve you, I will lead you to the best of my ability. I'm not perfect. I will make mistakes. Forgive me in advance. I'll do my very best for you. If you just follow my lead, I can tell you what happens to people that do what I do for the next 2 to 5 years. Here's the history of some of those people. Look at Andre Vaughn. Look at all these people that are here. Give it up for Andre Vaughn again. We have extraordinary leadership. So in closing, I know my time's coming to an end. And isn't it fast how time goes when you're having a good time? Because I just feel like we're getting started. That's the good news. I feel like we're getting started. There's so much more that we could talk about. I'm going to do my best to wrap up in just a few minutes. Can you hold on for a few more minutes? Because this is getting juicy. I want to demonstrate to you what happens in a brand new conversation with a person. Here's what it looks like. See, I look into Dr. Rudy's eyes. I look into Claudio Moreno's eyes. I look into Randy Peterson's eyes. I look into Tamara Sayer's eyes. These are all people that I work with. I see them right now. I look into Nick Capandi's eyes. I look into their eyes and I just say, I got a question for you. See, I'm constantly asking permission. Constantly, I'm asking permission. Why do I ask permission? I don't want to waste my time. Thank you. I ask permission so I'm never wasting my time. It's too sacred. I'd rather give it to my wife because she's on my priority list, right? So if I'm going to take time away from my wife, then I'm certainly not going to waste it on someone that doesn't want to spend time with me because she wants to spend time with me, so I'll quickly go to that. So I got to make sure that I have that permission. So here's what I ask people. I simply just say, hey, is there anything that you can think of that would stop you from owning your time and your health and your money? I need to know right now. What would stop you from owning your time, health, and money? Here's where the objections come in, and I want to know them on the front side. You'll go and you'll dump your briefcases out and show them all your stuff and tell them what perfect product. You'll spend all that time, and you never asked them that question. You've got to know this right up front, folks. If you don't find out the answer to this question, you're missing the most valuable thing that will lead you to success for you and your family. So if they've got objections, here's where I find out about it. You know, I'm almost there, Scott. However, I was in a network marketing company before. Here's what happened. It scarred me. Great. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. I get them talking. They're telling me their story. I'm not telling them mine. I want their story. So I figure all that out because when I get all that information, I can say, hey, you know what? I know how you feel. I felt the same way. Here's what I found. How does that rest with you? I know how you feel. Now you're empathizing, you're sympathizing with them. They're going, you do? Yeah, my house was foreclosed. I had a car get repossessed out of my driveway at 4 a.m. I know how that feels. It sucks. It's not cool. Did you ever have that happen? 4:02 a.m. for yours. Yeah, it's not cool having to tell your wife, which I did, honey, I know it's just stuff. What's going on? I'm just telling you it's stuff. Just stuff. It's no big deal. We can get our stuff back. Because people can steal your physical stuff, they're not able to take your mental stuff. Right? Because you're brainwashed now. You're powerful. You're unstoppable. Nothing will get to you. Here's how I got out of that car jam. My very, very, very good friend, Kurt Wienenkamp, is in back of the room. Would you raise your hand, Kurt, just for a quick second? If there was a healthy way to say this, it's like we're married.